This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
A drastic shortage of family doctors and the emergence of artificial intelligence, or AI, is creating a perfect storm for healthcare across Ontario. And that, local physicians say, is both a blessing and a curse. According to the Ontario Medical Association, the advent of AI and a lack of access to primary care are feeding a rising trend in people trying to diagnose and treat themselves online, often leading to misdiagnoses and potentially dangerous complications. Dr. Norm Bottom has spent his career treating local residents at the Haliburton Family Medical Center and is nearing retirement. Michael Seabrook, a resident wrapping up his time at the local clinic, is just beginning his career in medicine. Both sat down with Canoe FM recently to talk about the growing trend of artificial intelligence and its impact on healthcare.
The whole phenomenon of people wanting information is timeless, but it took a lot more time to actually get that information. Like when I started medical school, you had to go to the library and look through medical journals. There's no patient in the world, well, very few patients in the world that would sit down and do that work to get the medical information. So a lot of it is sort of information from friends and family, you know, trying your friends' medications and things like that. That's been going on forever, where, oh yeah, I had a sore throat and I took these pills and I was better. Here's the leftover pills because I didn't take all of them. Like that's been going on for decades. The internet's been very popular for people to go on and look up their symptoms. So I was thinking AI is sort of like the Trivago of medicine, where it actually puts all the information together in one spot and gives you all this information. But that's all it is information, and it really doesn't provide context. But it does it in such a nice way that people are maybe more likely to believe it than maybe just looking into different sites that the old internet would do.
Dr. Seabrook says while Dr. Google has been around for some time now, he cautions those who would believe everything they read on the internet, including AI.
The Dr. Google phenomenon is not people misinterpreting what is on there is not new, right? Dr. Google always did that. I've used the AI to kind of see, we've done this before, we've done experiments in the clinics like that I'm at to see what does ChatGPT give you when you're Googling it as a patient, right? Like trying to explore this. And it's still stuck with the same thing. It doesn't see you, it doesn't know your story, it doesn't know your life context. And so it's still going to give you broad generic information that it tries to fine tune to what you're asking. It's a more intelligent like Google search, but it can't see you, it can't do a physical exam, it can't, like you said, give context. So I find people are still finding themselves in the same spot. They're still ending up with the same timeless issue of being like, well, I have these symptoms and here's what it's telling me about, but you know, from my side I'm like, well, this doesn't apply to you because of this and this. The machine can't give them that yet, so they're ending up in the same spot, a little more articulate about it because it's a more refined tool, but still ending up in the same spot. It's more about what they have access to, I guess, right? Like in some senses it can create a lot of stress. That's always been the case. If you don't know what your symptoms are, it can send you down the wrong path looking for like referrals that you don't need and tests that you don't need, and then that's hard for us, not for the patient. It's dissatisfying to feel like they're not getting what they want if they come in and they say, I want this and this, because ChatGPT told me that would be a good test, right? And then you're trying to explain to them, well, it wouldn't be, and we're the custodians of the healthcare system, right, trying to not have a longer wait list for MRIs and so forth. So that's not a danger per se, but it does make people unhappy, right? Because they're coming in thinking, oh, I want this and this, and I'm telling them no sometimes, right? And that's frustrating. Danger-wise is how much they can experiment, right? So like if they have access to whatever, antibiotics that were left over.
And while information can be power, it's just that, information. Dr. Bottom says for those who don't have a family doctor, AI can actually cause frustration and needless trips to emergency rooms and after-hour clinics.
A patient at home who goes to the AI to look up their symptoms, it's another level of frustration. Maybe they are on the right track and have a reasonable diagnosis, but what do you do with that information? There's nobody to help you get the test done you need or get the prescription that you need. It's just another level of frustration. Like, I know what's going on, but I can't do anything about it until I find a doctor. And they'll call up and say, I've already got my diagnosis. I need this, that, or the other thing. Well, no, you don't have a diagnosis. You've got an idea of a diagnosis. We need to talk about it.
While there are inherent risks to relying solely on the findings of AI, Dr. Seabrook says artificial intelligence has made his work as a physician more efficient. He adds, although AI is nothing new, just a more refined version of Dr. Google, nothing can take the place of a doctor seeing a patient face to face.
For me as like a new trainee, it's great for like note taking. I've seen it used well, which saves time. It can be good as a fast resource for some things if you want to kind of like be a sounding board. Like it can act as a sounding board for if you're trying to explore things. For patients, I don't find this as much different than the Googling in the first place. A very good Google user would have always been able to find a nice little description. It feeds back to what you're feeding it. Personally, I find nothing's really changed in the story. People now come in maybe with a little bit more refined idea about what they're thinking about, but we always have to go back to square one, kind of explore the context, do a physical exam, maybe order appropriate tests, depending on what's happening. But the AI can lead them further astray, potentially. There's still, anyway, I still find it depends on the user.
Dr. Bottom is excited by the potential future uses of AI and how it can improve healthcare both for patients and doctors.
I've been proven wrong many times over the years where people came with information that really was leading edge that I didn't have. And I actually learned from those experiences. I've learned enough and been humbled enough times that any information is good information. It's my job to sort of put that in context and, and look for it. So I think AI, people are going to continue to use it regardless of what I say. If they've been burned by it, then hopefully they're going to be cautious. Hopefully, by working with them, they'll sort of give them a bit of context. Okay, it's another tool. This is information that'd be helpful for me and for Dr. Bottom. Or Dr. Bottom's given me a diagnosis, and he's recommended that I look into these different therapies. I could use the internet. And often I'll recommend that. I want you to look up some exercises. I want you to do chair yoga. I want you to have some rotator cuff exercises. Go online and look at some of those resources, because in general, those are pretty good. So I'll get them to use those resources. And, you know, as Mike pointed out, we're now using AI to create some of our office notes. So when I broke my wrist this spring, I couldn't type. I was using AI to actually help generate my office notes. So it was actually quite good and quite interesting and far better than any dictating systems that I've actually seen and used in the past. You know, and I can see us as physicians using AI more down the road. So it's definitely going to be a useful tool. It's a pretty good tool for patients. It's a pretty good tool for doctors. You know, we have our online resources. They're only going to get better as these resources use AI over time to be more user-friendly.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.